In Parliament on Thursday, Public Protector Koleka Gcaleka clashed with former Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane and her husband David Skhosana, who is an MK Party MP.
Honourable Chair, you know, when we started off, I wanted to resist the temptation to outline that, you know, this committee actually has a member who's conflicted when it comes to the issues of the public protector, because she's the impeached public protector. And some of the matters that she even alluded to are matters that were ventilated in the Section 194 committee, in which staff of the public protector had testified to the operations and the mannerism in which
the Chairperson
during her tenure. Now, Chairperson, what is critical?
I don't think it's proper for you to even allow this. I don't know how to even name it, because I'm a member of parliament here. So I don't know why you allow her to just raise this nonsensical issue. So please, Chairperson, I'm a member of parliament here. So if she can just answer the questions. I have been the public protector for those years. The things which were there are still operational. Hence, I asked whether she has a vision which she will move with. They're still keeping most of the things which have been operational. So I don't think it's fair, Chairperson, for you to allow this.
Okay, that's fine. I got you, Honourable Mkhwebane. I think the best way is that, because I was still listening to this conflict part that the PP was talking about, but I think the best way is that let's just move away from that, just go to the specific questions asked, PP.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, Chairperson, I must allude that my address cannot be alluded to as nonsensical. Being a member of parliament doesn't give anyone unfettered powers to be disrespectful to the next person. I am the public protector and office bearer, and I'm an officer of the court, being an admitted advocate. We owe one another mutual respect. It cannot be. Advocate Mkhwebane cannot do what she did during the induction of parliamentarians to lead a disruption of the PPSA presentation led by myself, which, by the way, shows itself in the
Chairperson,
because other members
Chairperson,
asked
I don't think Chairperson
demanding.
Chairperson, you can't allow.
No, Honourable Mkhwebane, I think where I agree with the PP is how you address the matter. Otherwise, addressing it, I agree with you addressing it. We should not focus on what the Section 194 committee dealt with and stuff. But I think you went too hard when you spoke about nonsense and stuff. So I think I'd advise that let's just move away, PP, from this point and focus on the questions asked, so that we conclude. We still have OCJ waiting.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I had been allowed to finish, I would have actually come to what the issue of the conflict derives in. Honourable Mkhwebane dealt with the issue of the security of the CEO. Now, Honourable Mkhwebane is conflicted when it comes to the security issues regarding the CEO, and these we've reported to the police officers. Amongst messages, phone calls which were made by Mr. David Skhosana, who is husband to Honourable Mkhwebane, whom I also see is now on the platform, there has also been an SMS from an unknown number, and this I am going to read out for the committee so that I prove the conflict. If Faita Mkhwebane doesn't get her money, we will pay your sons. And the sons' names are actually stated. A visit, your choice. Now, this is amongst several threats that were made to the CEO. As a result, Honourable Chairperson, I really, and the rest of the committee members, will not answer to the security issues regarding the CEO, which, by the way, leaves a lot to be desired on how Honourable is the way these issues surround matters proceed to the issue of the public.
Honorable Kosan.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say that it's very unfortunate that the PP, Advocate Galega, invoked my name when she saw my hand. I must just remind her that when he says that, listen to me. No. Listen to me, Chair. He raised my name. She mentioned my name. So I want to report.
You pause there, Honorable Kosan. Can you please help us, my leader? We have already ruled on the matter. The matter is still going to be attended to. Remember, we said she's going to send us a detail of what she's saying as the PP. Then we'll take
it. Listen to me, Chair. I'm saying I don't care about that. I don't mind. But I'm saying if you invoke my name here on this platform and say that there's a conflict which, as you said, you stopped here, I'm fine with that. But I can tell you, if people want to use state funds and say because there's a conflict, I'm married to the former, when Mazoni, and I don't want to go there. What I want to say is that whatever she and her CEO are talking about me for them to use state money in my name and say they've reported, because no one has ever came to me and said anything. So after a year or so, now they are coming. I don't want to use that word because you said that it is, I'll be decent on that. But I'm saying I've got the right to be here. And if she's not happy with that, she can jump. Yeah, she only mentioned me anyway, remember? Me yes. Only. Yeah. So yeah. I'm ready that's, in all fronts. If need fine. Be. If need be, her wish will happen. Thank you. Yes.
Wait. We got you on your point. So that's
thank
why
you.
Honorable Chair, I just want to raise you. That.
We're coming to you now.
She's feeling the heat under her collar.
Honorable Skosana, no. Please switch off your mic.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.